Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Maybe someday I'll miss you. I do not know. I'm finally moving on forward again.
We have 3 minutes, Joe. Pag-usapan natin to.
Pag-usapan na natin last week, di ba?
No, more like you FYI'd me, di ba?
I don't need your permission to leave the show, Sal.
Our show.
I'm sorry, Sal.
Bakit mo pa kailangan umalis?
Because. Just because.
Joel, please. I need to know.
I just need to be on my own.
This is URBN Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone! It's my favorite day of the week again, and I'm sure it's yours too.
Because on this show, we give you a second chance for that once-in-a-lifetime moment with your one and only
Miss Connection. That's me, DJ Sally, with my handsome co-host,
Bachelor number one from Mandaluyong,
Joel.
Why, thank you for that wonderful introduction, Sally. Hello to everyone. I love long walks by the beach and playing with my cat, Bruno.
Take it from me, guys. As his friend for so many years and partner in crime on the show, Joel is the perfect plus one for anything. Honestly, I don't know what I would do without him.
Nako, mukhang may humihingi ng palibre mamaya.
Masaya na ako sa milk tea. Anyway, hit us up on Facebook and Twitter at Miss Connection PH. That's M-I-S-S Connection PH. Joel's currently uploading his resume and credentials as Bachelor number one. And also a photo of his cat.
Okay, Sal. What do we have lined up today?
Okay, so as you know by now, missed connections can happen anywhere. Right, Joel?
Near, far, wherever you are, mula Batanes hanggang Hulo.
Hanggang Singapore pa. Kaya to all of our listeners here and abroad, we're gonna need a lot of help for our kababayan. Today, we're sharing a story from former OFW Jen, who found herself at a turning point in her life and met the people who almost changed her life forever. Let's hear the narration she recorded for us.
Hello? Game na ba? Okay. Hi, Sally! Hi, Joel! Naku, ang saya-saya ko naman na pinili niyo ang kwento ko. Salamat talaga, ha? Anyway, bale, actually, 6 years ago pa to nangyari. Pero, tandang-tanda ko pa lahat. 2014 noon, nagtatrabaho ako sa Singapore bilang cashier sa grocery. Hindi ganun kalaki yung kita. Pero okay na din. Sa awa ng Diyos, nakakapag-uwi pa rin ako ng pera sa amin sa Laguna. Pero kinailangan kong talikuran ng buhay ko doon.
Attention all passengers on Cebu Pacific 5J814 bound for Manila. Flight has been delayed due to the late arrival of the aircraft. Estimated time of departure is at 6:30 p.m.
Ako naman, isang oras pa. Nakakagutom naman to.
Kaya toast? How many, ah?
Just one only. Alam ko lang na madedelay ang flight. Sana hindi ako nagmadaling umalis ng flat. Nakapagbabay man lang ako sa mga housemate ko. sa mga katrabaho ko sa grocery. Yung mga sis ko sa Sunday club namin. Sa totoo lang, buong araw na akong umiiyak. At ayaw kong makita nila akong ganito. Pisteng Amir yan. Siya talaga ang may kasalanan ng lahat. Ako naman, nagpakagaga sa kanya. Akala ko kasi, siya na ang mapapangasawa ko. 6 months ko din yung naging jowa, ha? Magaling mandigaw yung si Amir. Ang dami pang regalong binibigay. Cellphone, laptop, tsokolate, mga damit. Akala ko talaga siya na ang the one ko. Akala ko, sa susunod kong uwi sa Pilipinas, hindi na ako mag-isa. Makakasama niya ako, makikilala din niya ang pamilya ko. Nagkamali ako. Hindi ko nga siya kasama, pero hindi rin ako mag-isang umuwi.
Diyos ko, ano nang gagawin ko?
Excuse me, iha. Pilipino ka rin ba?
Opo.
Makikiupo sana kami. Dalawa lang kami.
Sige lang ho, walang problema.
Salamat, iha. Taga-san ka?
Laguna po, Binyan.
Uy, puto Binyan.
Opo.
Iha, okay ka lang ba?
Ay, wala po ito. Manghang po pala itong kinakain ko.
Maanghang din pala ang kaya toast, ano?
Ah, nilagyan ko ho ng hot sauce. Pauwi din mo kayo?
Oo, layover lang dito. Galing kaming Canada. Kami, meaning kasama ko yung anak ko, si David. Ay, nasa na ba yun? Grand family reunion namin sa Pampanga. Kasabay ng birthday ni Mama. 2 taon na rin akong hindi nakaka-uwi eh. Ikaw ba?
Dito ho ako nagtatrabaho. Dating nagtrabaho, pauwi na rin ho ako.
Ah, mahirap ding mawalay sa pamilya, no? Para bang ang dami mong nami-miss out na events. Pasko, anniversary, homecoming. Ito nga si David ko, 5 years na nung huling umuwi. Ay, ayan na pala siya. Ay, David! Anak! Dito!
Kumubog ang dibdib ko, Sally. Parang artista o parang athlete. Tipong soccer, ganyan. Parang pinaghalo-halo lahat ng Philippine Ascans. May nunang sa jawline, naka-undercut ang buhok. Actually, hindi lang artista o athlete. Para siyang aparisyon. Yung para bang isa siyang anghel na ibinaba mula sa langit para magbigay ng ligaya sa mga taong nangangailangan ng ngiti. Ito yata yung love at first sight.
Oh, David, ito yung mabait na nagpaupo sa akin. Ano nga ba pangalan mo, iha?
Mom, you're only asking now?
Oh, we went straight to kwentuhan.
Sorry, I hope my mom wasn't being rude. May we sit down?
Anong rude? Anak talaga. Anyway, iha, what's your name? Iha? Iha?
I'm Jen po.
I'm Marites, and this is David. Mi unico iho. Tagalugin mo nga ito, Jen. Kailangan niya mag-practice para sa mga kamag-anak niya.
I understand Tagalog, ma. But speaking, konti lang.
Oh, you know naman pala. Me, my English is very bad.
We moved to Canada when David was around 5, I think. So he grew up with mostly English na. Eh kahit naman turuan ko ito mag-Tagalog, di naman niya ginagamit. Ako lang naman kasi nagtatagalog. Ay, bihira lang din ang Filipino friends mo, ano?
I had one. Remember Josephine? But she was born in Vancouver already.
Ah, oo! The one who saved you from the pinakpit! Ganito kasi yan, Jen. Umuwi si David minsan, umiiyak, kasama si Josephine. Eh kasi daw the other children in his class didn't know what pinakpit was. Eh yun ang pinabaon ko sa kanya noon. Oh, what did Josephine tell them, anak?
Something like, At least David's mom cooks while you get yucky food from the lunch lady.
Anyway, after that, David asked for regular baon instead, like what everyone else was eating. Masakit sa puso ko na magluto ng yung mga ano, nuggets, yung mga frozen. Ayaw ko naman kasi hindi healthy. Pero bumigay din ako basta once a week, dapat mag-Filipino food siya. Sabi niya, wag lang daw isda. Basta wag lang daw may ulo.
Mom!
I don't deny it, anak!
Jen, I'm so sorry. She tends to run away with these stories.
Oh no, don't run away. It's okay.
I mean, she likes to go on and on about...
Ah, it's okay. My mother is like that also. So many embarrassing stories. Making kwento and kwento and kwento to everyone.
Right?
Ay, pagpasensyahan mo na ako, anak. You know I like talking about you. Oh, what happened ba to that Josephine? Alam mo, anak, come to think of it, bagay kayo.
Mom, I haven't seen her since I was like 9. Besides, I have Courtney.
Ay, sus. Courtney. Oo nga pala.
My mom never likes any of the girls I date.
Oh, you date plenty girls.
Eh, papaano ba naman? None of them are Filipina. You contact Josephine na kasi. Or look at Jen.
Ha? Huh?
Ay, parang bagay nga kayo, anak.
Oh my God, Mom, don't do this.
Look at her, she's so pretty, and she's Pinay, and she has all these family values. Ay, nako, it's perfect, it's serendipity. I think we were put in this table by God for a reason. What do you think, anak? Jen?
Mom, you're embarrassing Jen.
Oh, no, I'm not embarrassed.
Oh, see, she agrees.
No, I mean... Teka, naliluto ako.
I'm so sorry, Jen.
Oh, this is so nice. Oh, teka, jingle lang ako ha. You two, you talk, okay? I'll be back.
I'm so sorry about my mom. She's quite a handful.
Okay lang.
So, you're going home, right? Vacation?
I don't know yet. I think I'm not going back here anymore. But I don't know. Because I have to get money, you know. My brothers and sister are studying pa. And I send money to them. But now I don't know. I don't know. I have to wait for a while.
Oh, what happened? Oh, sorry. I don't mean to pry.
Pry?
I mean, I don't mean to... Paki-alam.
Ah, no, it's okay. Actually, I have to go home because I don't tell anyone this yet. Only to Amir. Amir is my boyfriend. No, my ex-boyfriend. It's hard for me to say I'm, kasi... Buntis ako.
Oh, congratulations! I guess it's not good news.
Kasi Amir doesn't like. He said... Eh, kasi sabi ni Amir ayaw niya nang nagdadalang tao ako. Gusto pa naman niya ipa-abort. Eh, kasalanan yan. Hindi ako mapapatawad ng Diyos kapag ginawa ko yan. At saka, nalaman kong may iba pala siya. Matagal na pala niya akong kinakaliwa. You know, he had other girls.
Wow, that's terrible. I really don't know what to say. I'm so sorry he did that to you. He doesn't deserve you. Or that baby you're carrying.
He's gago.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Men are scum, you know? I mean, even I'll admit it. We're terrible.
Oh, no, not you. I'm sure you're not gago.
Maybe I am, but I try not to be. Because of my dad was, yeah, he left my mom when I was really young. That's why she left for Canada, start a new life. She really did start from scratch. And she did her best. She took on a whole bunch of different jobs just to support me and give me a good life. Looking back, I feel terrible for being really difficult on her. Being picky about food, sneaking out at night, lying. You know, typical kid stuff. I don't know how she did it, but I think I turned out okay.
Yeah, you're okay naman, ha?
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it about me. But yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's not impossible.
Yeah, maybe. But I'm just very embarrassed, you know? Only my mother knows. She said, "Anak, uwi ka. Kakayanin natin to. Nandito kami para sa'yo." She said, "We will raise my child together, but all my other family doesn't know yet. I have to tell them, and the neighbors, and the barangay." Oh my God, the people, they talk. You know, disgraciada?
Disgraciada?
Like, immaculate conception but not immaculate. Like, single mother with no husband.
Right. That's still an issue?
Oh, very much an issue.
Well, screw the people who'll talk. I mean, not screw them, but who cares what they think? You'll love your child no matter what, right?
Yes, I guess so.
You, don't sound too convinced.
Well, kasi I don't want to be disgraciada. You know, I want a nice future. I'll become successful, I'll build a big house for my family, and then I'll meet a nice man, get married, like a fairy tale wedding, and then we have kids, many kids.
You can still get all of that. Maybe just not in the right order. A kid now, and who knows? Maybe you can still build that house for your family. And then, maybe, you'll meet that nice man.
Maybe.
It's nice to dream about things, but sometimes life just doesn't end up the way you want it to.
What's your dream?
Me? Actually, just the same as yours. I just want to give my mom a good life. Thank her for everything she's done for me. And then meet a nice girl, get married, give her a good life. Then maybe have some kids along the way.
I'm sure you will meet that nice girl also.
Maybe. Have you ever been to Tagaytay?
Tagaytay. Yes, before. We go there with my pamangkins to see Taal.
There's a really nice spot up in the hillside. I remember going there. I was just 18. I was heartbroken. But standing on top of the hill, I felt like I was on top of the world. It's like you leave all your worries behind you. And it's just you and the view, the people below. Nothing else seemed to matter. I remember thinking, I'd love to come back here one day and get that sense of freedom all over again. But with that special someone I could call my own. Come to think of it, that'd be a really nice place for a wedding.
Am I hearing wedding bells?
What? Mom?
I heard you talking about getting married.
No, we're just talking about Tagaytay.
We should go there after the reunion in Pampanga. I think your ninang Chet still has her house in Highlands. Ojen, sama ka?
Huh?
Ano ka ba? Alangan naman hindi tayo magkikita-kita sa Pilipinas.
Yeah, why not?
Akin na yung resibo, Jen. Ibigay ko sa'yo number ko.
Sige ho. Basta ho hindi makabana.
Ay sus, not at all, iha. Itago mo yan, ha? And actually, ito oh, Canadian dollars yan, ha? Madali naman ipalit sa airport.
Ay, tita.
Sige na, maliit lang yan. Pang-taxi mo man lang.
Tita, wag na po. Okay lang po talaga.
Itago mo na yan.
Attention, all passengers on Cebu Pacific 5J814, bound for Manila.
Naku, flight ko na yan. Kayo ba?
Oh, We're on Philippine Airlines in about 45 minutes.
Sige, ako na to.
Magkikita-kita tayo sa Tagaytay, ha? I-text mo ko.
It was really nice meeting you, Jen.
Salamat, tita. Salamat din, David.
If anything, I want you to remember, kaya mo yan. Even if you're all alone. Just stay strong, okay?
Oh, did I miss anything?
Salamat. Thank you talaga.
I'll see you in Tagaytay. I hope you can make it.
Sige ho, I'll go already.
Oh, what did I tell you? Bagay kayo, di ba?
Yeah, she's a great girl.
Hindi naman ako mahihiyang aminin na kinilig ako. Biruin mo ba naman, niyaya ako sa Tagaytay doon sa lugar na sinabi niyang dadalhin niya ang the one niya. Napaisip tuloy ako, baka ako nga yun.
This is your captain speaking.
Pero alam mo, Sally, kahit pa ang bigat ng dala kong problema, napagaan nila ang loob ko sa mga sandaling yun para bang sa wakas. Nakahinga din ako. Ay, nakasakay ako sa eroplano. Buti na lang may priority ang mga buntis. Pero nung nakaupo na ako, hindi matanggal sa isip ko na may nakalimutan ako. Passport, boarding pass, wallet, tissue. Ay, hala! Naiwan ko yung resibo. Masyado kasi ako nagmadali. Ayan tuloy. Buong flight iniisip ko, paano na kaya? Makikita ko pa kaya sila sa Maynila? Na hindi ko man lang nakuha ang buong pangalan para ma-FB? Pero kung tama nga si tita, kung destiny man ito, alam kong balang araw, magkikita muli kami. Maingat akong bumaba ng eroplano. Wala rin naman akong problema pagdating sa immigration. Sa baggage area, mabilis na dumabas yung maleta ko. Para bang naayos na ni Lord ang lahat para sa pagdating ko. Na, sa wakas, bibigyan din niya ako ng ginhawa. Nang lumingon ako, nakita ko yung escalator. May bagong flight na kakarating lang. Galing Singapore? PAL? Kasama kaya si David at Tita Marites? Hindi ko natiis. Sinundan ng mata ko ang pila ng mga pasaherong pababa ng escalator. Hello? Hello, Grace! Nasa labas na kayo? Oo, nandito na ako. Teka, hindi pa ako makalabas. Hinihintay ko pa yung maleta ko. Sige, parada muna kayo, ah. 5 minutes, 10, 20. Nakailang tawag din sa akin ng kapatid ko. Wala sila, David. Nagtanong ako sa assistants. Sa kabilang terminal pala maglalanding ang flight nila. Ay, hindi bale. Hindi nga siguro meant to be. At least may pamilya akong naghihintay sa akin. Sabik na din ako makita sila eh.
Ate Jen!
Nawala lahat ng iniisip ko nung nakita ko sila. Akala ko si Grace lang ang susundo. Pati pala si nanay, si tatay, pati mga pinsan ko. Nang pauwi na kami, saka sinabi namin ni nanay na meron akong dinadala. Yakap ang natanggap ko, hindi judgment. Sabi nila, swerte si baby, kasi madami daw mag-aalaga sa kanya. Di ako nag-iisa. At mula noon, ang bilis ng panahon, ang anak ko, grade 1 na, si Dave Anthony. Poging bata, matalino, masunurin, mahilig sa pakbit. Kahit anong ulam ang lutuin ko, pakbit ang gusto. Salamat sa pakikinig ha. Siguro balang araw makukwento ko rin sa panganay ko yung araw na napatunayan ko sa sarili ko na hindi ako nag-iisa.
Thank you, Jen, for sharing your story. Sabi nila, ang OFW ang mga bagong bayani, pero doble-doble pa ang pagkabayani mo for being a wonderful mother to Dave Anthony.
I second that. Grabe, kung magkwento si Jen, parang kahapon lang nangyari, ano?
And that was 6 years ago. I'm sure a lot has changed in Jen's life since then.
Wow. Where was I 6 years ago?
Doing exactly the same, Joel. Breaking women's hearts in college. Anyway, we'll have Jen live with us on the show after the break. Stay with us. Miss Connection will be right back.
It's 1993. Fidel V. Ramos is president. The Guapings are hot stuff. A new band of UP students called the Eraserheads are about to start recording their first album. And a young reporter named Hil Bogawisan is applying for a job at the Philippine Daily Inquirer. But he needed his school transcript, and so he goes back to his college in Laguna, to the University of the Philippines, Los Baños. When he gets there, the campus is abuzz with news and tension. 2 bodies have been found. And Hil is thrust into the biggest story of his young career.
Everybody shocked because especially si Eileen, she's pretty popular.
It is a story you have heard before, but you have not heard it this way. Using the Inquirer archives, court documents, and new interviews with the reporters who covered the case,
the Sanchez story was the biggest story I had worked on as a reporter.
Sarmenta, Alan Gomez, nag-start siya missing persons lang.
Nagwewelga na yung mga taga-UBLB. Nung nagkakagulo na sila, tapos na-pressure niya na yung national government.
And when she got to the part where she said, guilty, the courtroom exploded.
As well as the investigators and lawyers who worked on it.
Now, the break came when 2 of those who participated in the crime came up.
Noong nahuli na si Centeno, naiba yung complexion, naiba yung theory. Kasi nga, lumalabas, naging incidental victim si Alan Gomez.
Private detective agency and used their polygraph.
Every day, araw-araw, magbiyahe kami sa Los Baños, pupunta kami ng Pasig.
We piece together this heinous tale of evil, exploitation, a double murder, the dogged, infuriating pursuit of justice, and of 2 young, beautiful lives lost. I'm Pam Pastor, and this is Hatched in Hell, Season 1 of Super Evil, an Inquirer podcast powered by Puma Podcast. Listen to the first episode on October 2. Super Evil will be available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor.
Spicy. Hot. Delicious. This is Korean
Rice.
Well what?
You still owe me a reason.
Yun nga, yung sinabi ko kanina.
You need to be alone. Come on, Joel, kung gusto mong magbakasyon, soul-searching retreat, you can take a leave, you know.
It's not that. It's more than that.
This show isn't a show without you. Tayo to. Tayo to eh. Atin to.
I know. Tama ka.
We're perfect together. College radio days pa lang, di ba? Dream na natin mag-tandem show on FM. This is it. This is the dream.
6 years na nga natin to ginagawa. Di ka pa ba nagsasawa sa akin? Haven't I annoyed you enough?
If this is about me teasing you or bullying you on the show, sige na, titigil na ako. Alam mo namang joke lang yun lahat. It's our cat-dog thing.
Cat-dog thing? Sal, wala tayo sa rom-com.
Ikaw na magaling. A podcast on self-improvement and professional development. Dahil gusto namin gumaling ka. As in, legit. Coming soon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is URBN Radio.
Welcome back! You're with your Miss Connection, Sally.
And the boy next door, Joel.
Before the break, we heard from Jen of Laguna, who used to work in Singapore, and how life took a detour for her.
A detour right back to Manila. 6 years later, she's here with us on the show, ready to tell us more about her life since then. Hello and welcome to Miss Connection, Jen.
Ay, live na ba ako?
Yes, Jen! Live na live ka!
Hello! Naku, thank you! Thank you talaga, ha? At na-feature niyo yung kwento ko. Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, kung saan-saan na ako nagpadala nitong kwento ko. Sa MMK, magpakailanman, pati nga kay Tulfo at Papa Jack.
Okay, Jen. Well, we're happy to feature your story.
Nakakatuwa. Nakakakilig na sa airport mo siya nakilala.
And even if you were heading to the same destination, nag-iba kayo ng landas.
Oo nga, kaya hindi ko alam kung paano ko siya mahahanap. Nakapag-thank you man lang ako kay David at Tita Marites.
Ang tanong ko talaga, Jen, is paano mo nawala ang number nila?
Eh kasi nga, nagmamadali na ako noon. At naloka talaga ako sa imbitasyon nilang magtagaytay. Sa padalar ni Tita, para bang nagsabay-sabay lahat? Ay, sising-sisi talaga ako. Naiwan ko siguro sa table. Alam mo bang nag-excursion pa kaming pamilya sa Tagaytay? Nagbaka sakali lang ako na makita ko sila. Pero hindi talaga tumiming eh. Sayang talaga.
Hindi bale. Kaya nga we have this show kasi malay mo, nakikinig sila. O yung mga kamag-anak nila sa Pampanga.
Naku, sana talaga. Ipagdadasal ko talaga.
Ito naman ang tanong ko, Jen. So, what happened to your ex? Si Amir?
Lokong yun. Panay yung reach out sa akin. Alam mo ba yun? Gusto pa nga ako puntahan sa Pilipinas. Nag-guilty siguro. Eh, sabi ni nanay, umabot siguro yung mga mura niya sa Singapore. Kaya nalimpungatan tong si Loko.
Binigyan mo ba ng second chance?
Sus, syempre hindi na. Kasi hindi ko naman siya kailangan. At hindi rin siya kailangan ni Dave Anthony. Yun talaga ang nagbigay sa akin ng lakas ng loob. Na, kasi hodang kasama ko ang pamilya ko, o mag-isa lang ako, kayang-kaya ko. Para bang pagiging OFW din yun? Kahit mag-isa ako, kinaya ko yung lahat ng hirap dahil ginagawa ko siya para sa mga mahal ko sa buhay. Ganun din ang pagiging isang ina.
Oh, nakaka-inspire naman yan, Jen.
Tsaka magandang lesson yan para kay Dave Anthony.
Ay, gusto pala mag-hi ni Dave Anthony. Anak, mag-hi ka.
Hi, bye-bye.
Cute!
Nahihiya ang bata.
What's next for you, Jen?
Sa ngayon, tumutulong ako dito sa bahay. May sari-sari store kasi kami. Konting buy and sell din. Kahit ano, basta makaipon. Tapos sana, praying talaga ako kay Lord na makaluwas ulit ako.
Oh, sa Canada naman?
Kung saan ako dali ng tadhana.
Best of luck to you, Jen. Sana swertehin ka pa sa buhay.
Thank you, Jen, for sharing your story. Sa mga nakakakilala dyan kay David at Tita Marites, taga-Canada na may kamag-anak sa Pampanga.
Ah, si David ha? May nuna sa panga. Si Tita Marites na kadayang buhok, parang blonde. Ay, oo nga pala. Pwede bang bumati? kay Nay, Tay, Chris, Jomar. Itong nakikinig silang lahat ngayon sa tabi ko. Hello!
Hello sa inyo! Thank you so much, Jen, for that great story. Eto pala, Joel, we've only got a few minutes left on the show, but I want to share a message from one of our callers last week. Joel, do you remember Lawrence?
Mr. 1001 with the neighbor?
That's right. Lawrence emailed me with this message. Hi, Sally. It's Lawrence. Guess what? Nakasalubong ko siya sa isang bar and siya mismo nagsabi sa akin, kinwento mo ako sa buong mundo? Nakikinig din pala siya dito. I asked her why she didn't get in touch with me. She laughed. She said, I only wanted to get in touch with her to return the vinyl player. Eh, iniwan talaga niya yun para sa akin. So, quits na. Her name is Rhea, by the way. And I was right. She doesn't listen to sad songs anymore. Thanks, Sally.
Aw, that's nice. We've been getting a lot of happy endings to our stories here.
And take note, ha, they're not all romantic. That's why this show is all about connections. They can take any form.
That's true. Well, Rhea, thanks for listening. Kung saan ka man ngayon, sana naka-max volume ka pa rin makinig sa amin. Spread the word to your neighbors.
Spread the word and help us get more stories. We've got a couple of short ones for you now.
Hello, stranger. I don't even know what you look like, pero sabi ng ate ko, pogi ka raw. I was with her when I dropped my wallet on the escalator in Trinoma. You picked it up for me, but I didn't see your face because I was on my phone. So, no, hindi ko sinadya yun. Pero kung sakaling mapulot mo ulit wallet ko, I'll take a good look this time.
We bumped into each other on your way to the restroom in Conspiracy. There was a screening of student films. You looked like you were in pain the whole night. Except for when you were watching one of the films. My film. You had a spark in your eye. I hope you're feeling better now.
Thank you guys, as always, for a great hour. Catch us again on Monday, and in the meantime, remember to hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Miss Connection PH. M-I-S-S Connection PH.
Bye, everyone.
This is URBN Radio.
So, there's really no way to change your mind?
I'm really sorry, Sal.
What do you need? Maybe I can help. Gusto mo ba ng separate time slot? Kausapin ko si Boss Jim. Time alone to think? How many weeks?
Sally, did nothing get through to you? I'm out. Quits na. Done.
Okay, I get it. Gusto mo ba i-reco kita sa 92.4?
Hindi na.
Alam ko may opening doon.
Just leave me alone, please. Hayaan mo na akong mag-decide for myself. Okay?
I'm just trying to help.
See, that's the point. You're being clingy.
Jeez.
Hayaan mo na ako. At mukhang kailangan mo rin to.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.